This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Hello, you're listening to Love Keras on RTFM, and it's a lovely Tuesday morning. Lovely to hear from you. Oh, you can hear from me the other way around. We'll take it whichever way you want. And this morning, I am talking to the wonderful Henry. Who the hell is Henry?
It stopped. Yeah, there you go.
So, that was a little bit of a hiccup there. Henry, who the hell is Henry?
Well, that's the question.
It is, isn't
we
it?
We might find out by the end of today.
We might just do that. So let's start again. Okay. Hayley, hello. Hayley Benjamin.
Hayley Benjamin. I can't even say my name.
What's
right.
What's your name?
Hayley. So happy to be here.
Me too. So just before we came on air, we invited some of our spirits and angel friends to come and connect with us. And it sounds like they've already started the party without us.
100%. We paused it. I'm going to be completely honest. We paused and I'm like, no, we fucking keep going. Because isn't this what it's always like? It's not perfect.
Absolutely. And yes, and there's a reason why I try to stop talking before we start recording as well, because the stuff that we miss when we're not online is crazy.
Yeah. I may be red in the face. Perfect. This is the way we want to start.
Absolutely. Lots of laughter. So my name is Keras, and if you don't know me, I'm kind of well known in the area. I'm a body worker, massage therapist. I'm also a spiritual coach. And the other string to my bow is I'm the author and artist of Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle, or healing process, I should say. It's a deck of cards that helps you connect with your inner being. And if you could have a chat with your soul, what would your soul want to tell you, basically? And it helps to get rid and to open up triggers and find out the true cause, so we're not led by those triggers for the rest of our lives. And Hayley, tell us about yourself.
God, it's just such an open question.
It is, isn't it?
It is. Where to start? I guess I could tell you about me now, or you could go back. Where do you want to...
Well, let's start at what you do right now.
Okay. Right. So my name's Hayley, and I do a million billion things, and I'm definitely feeling that in the moment, that's for sure. Intuitive healer, I think that's the overarching energy of everything, is because everything I'm doing is always very intuitive. But backing that up, I'm certified in a few different practices. So fascial release, scar release, shamanism... currently aromatherapy, so I'm doing my clinical aromatherapy studies, and oncology massage, so that's huge. And running a clinic as well in Inglewood called Little House of Healing, and that hosts about 9 practitioners now. And the intention for that was to create this space within Inglewood where we're very publicly and very safe, like in a safe environment, to share these spiritual modalities on a bigger platform than, say, within our homes, which is beautiful, but just to market and say, look, we actually have a clinic where we're doing fucking card readings, we're doing ancestral healings, and we're not being shy about speaking into this and sharing about it. So that was my initial goal, was to go, like, can we create a space for that? So that keeps a lot of my time busy. Obviously, skincare was the first thing that I stepped into, and on its most basic level, that's plant medicine, and that's
where I first met you, wasn't it? I was doing one of the markets.
Yes, that's when I first met you.
Yeah.
And I remember, so if we're going back a little bit now, being in awe of anyone who was spiritual. So I remember setting up, and I think it was in Stratford, and it was in this old house, and it was a spiritual kind of fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was there with my skincare, and you know, everybody knows Karis, and so they're like, whisper, 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 and I'm like, oh my god, to get on her. Like, I have always loved mediums and psychic anything, right? Yeah. So like, I was fangirling on everybody, and that's how I met you. And I was just like, I felt like I was, I don't know, you know. You would put people on pedestals, but...
Wow, yeah. That's an interesting... I never realised that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, down the track, interestingly enough, you get these invitations. I think it was 2019, and just really shitty time of my life. And it's interesting how everything comes in cyclic nature. So kind of having re-entered that recently, which is a bit of a buzzkill, but... Yeah, really tough time in my life. And then so I started reaching out going, gosh, there's somebody who can hold my space. And then one thing led to another. A local healer in Inglewood took me in. And then one thing led to another again. I'm being invited to come to a Reiki attunement. I don't know what the... I'm not going to swear. I don't know. I generally swear a lot.
I hope they got a beep machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be careful. I didn't really know what I was going for. I thought Reiki sounds interesting. And then... had that attunement, and then I don't know, I just think it all busted out in 2020, COVID, all of that stuff, and I think there's just this mass alignment for me. But I do remember that first time going in for my Reiki attunement and seeing these people around me, and even in that moment fangirling hard.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys can, you know. Yeah.
And that's the thing about it, you know, we don't realise how other people see us.
Yeah.
Because I'm just me. I'm just Karis. Yes,
but you were Karis. But I have people doing that to me now because of the work I do, and I just laugh. I'm like, oh my god, no.
Exactly.
We're just all the same.
And you know why though? Because authentic beings don't demand the limelight.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I don't even know. What was I talking about? Yeah. Where do I go from there?
So today, what are you doing today? You've got the Little House of Healing and you've got lots of practitioners working with you at the moment.
Yeah. Trying to build that in. So I've got four rooms in there. So ideally we would be having that filled out every day. Lots of clients coming in and we're getting there, you know. It's exciting.
It's a beautiful space. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, so pretty. It's set in the old toy factory in Inglewood, and it's up in the 1970s, like admin area. So we've had to paint and do so many beautiful things up there. So you come to the building, you think, oh shit, I've even had a client say, is my car going to be safe if I leave it unlocked? I'm like, oh my god. But then you walk up the stairs and you have people come in, they're like, oh wow.
Yeah.
And then you just want to sit there. And so the whole scene is filled with plants so that you come in and you literally are healed by plants and by the space. You don't really even need to see the practitioner. Like, I love that aspect.
Yeah.
And, so I'm generally up in the clinic most days. Every Wednesday I'm in my workshop doing the skincare. And then on a Monday I go to the Cancer Society and I'm there. They call me a Reiki practitioner because it's what's socially accepted as a Reiki practitioner.
Yes.
But as anyone who walks in the door there with cancer, I'm like, all right, strap in because we're not just doing it. We're deep diving. I'm like, I don't know if the Cancer Society knew that they were going to get me in doing all this shit, but I was supposed to be there.
And that's the best thing. Don't expect. Expect the unexpected.
Yeah. So that brings me a lot of joy. And then every second Monday I'm at the Care Cafe giving koha sessions. So the week is nuts.
I'm already seeing a sense for this, a sense of a theme for this week's episode.
Great, you tell me what's the theme.
Judging books by covers.
Okay, good. I love that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm seeing that's the feeling that I'm getting is because what you were saying about, you know, initial thoughts about me, I was like, whoa, blown away.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel that about myself.
Mm.
And neither did you. You never thought that about yourself. So,
not at all.
And your Little House of Healing. You know, they never thought about that until they go through it and find out. So that's it. That's an interesting start of the show.
I love that.
Me too.
And I think that's so important for all of us when we're navigating our own journey of self.
Yeah.
We're all in this moment thrusted into finding out who we are.
Yep.
In the face of others' perceptions and your own perceptions of self. And I think there's a lot of noise there.
Yeah.
And so to find your center, for me, spirituality is full embodiment in my being and my body and myself.
Yeah.
That's full spirituality for me. And that's not anything external outside of myself or what anyone else thinks of me.
Yeah.
And it's not even in spite of what anyone thinks. It's just who actually am I?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I was having similar conversations yesterday, funny thing, about, you know, when you live in a place, you grow up in a place, for example, right? I might hide it pretty well, but I'm not from around here.
I didn't know that. Well done.
You didn't notice. I hide it well. But in the area where I grew up in, everybody thought about me as a certain way. Yeah, you grow up, you're born into a family. That family forms you into a certain person, yeah? And then everybody automatically presumes that you're going to be that way for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, they love knowing that you're going to be that because then they know who they are.
Exactly.
If they put you in that box.
Exactly. And then you move away and you evolve.
Yeah.
And you get a life and you get, you know, different journeys, different perspectives.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing that I've been taught over the last few years is people can only see from their own perspective.
Yeah.
So if I think, oh, that's a green necklace, and you tell me, oh, I see it as blue. You know, it could be blue, it could be green.
Yeah.
It's from my own perspective.
Yes.
And that's from your own perspective.
But where we go wrong is when people go, no, I saw blue, so I'm right and you're wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And how dare you talk about that being a blue necklace?
Trigger, separation,
yes.
Right? That's when we're not connected. And we were just having a little chat before we started this recording, and we were saying, oh, shit, now I've just lost it. It's got it in my head. About separation.
Yes.
How the whole point of this and sharing and having us all talk is to connect us all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The only intention I've got from doing this is so that we can spread the light and share the love.
Ugh, and that's what I'm all about,
yeah.
Right? So I'm so jazzed to be here.
Yeah.
It's because that's what lights me up.
Yes.
And I think for most of us, I think anyone you talk to that's been on this spiritual journey of self, they're going to have this moment in time or a long period of time where they feel alone.
Yeah.
I'm doing it alone. I'm feeling alone. I'm isolated. No one has my back. No one loves me. And I
absolutely
think we all will say, oh, amen, I've felt that.
Yeah.
Or I'm feeling that right now.
I mean, as well, you know, I do a lot of my work on social media, and any social media person will tell you that you get so much more respect and love and likes and shares and comments from total strangers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I've noticed that real quick when I was starting my business.
Yeah.
My initial closest family, no, not interested.
No.
It's not good enough, or I don't know what it is. It was a thing. But then people who lived a far fetch in New Zealand, they thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
And you go, what is that?
Curious. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Because the person they know is still that person that should be still in the box. And how dare you?
Yeah.
How very dare you?
Yeah. Exactly, because it throws them out.
Yeah.
A big part of my story, and I share it with everybody, so I'm going to definitely drop it in today, was that I had a huge issue with alcohol, and that's a big thing in our family, and still ongoing to this day as well. And when I stepped out of that space of drinking and then recognised I actually had an issue and started actually saying, oh, wow, I'm an alcoholic, then the first people who had an issue with that were my closest family.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, don't be silly. No, you didn't. What are you even talking about? I'm like, wait, hang on a second. So it's curious. And we'll see that with lots of different things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm.
Wow, that's an amazing start to the episode.
Awesome, good.
Shall we have a little bit of a music break?
Okay, what song are we going to listen to?
So the first song you've got down for me is India Ari, and the song's called Video. What's that mean for you?
It's interesting because well before my spiritual journey, I guess my whole life is that, right? All of ours is that, our whole life. But when I look back to when I was younger, I had this deep love of any sort of African-American music or anything that was cultured, because I was this little white girl who felt like she didn't have anything and didn't really know where she belonged in the world, right? I listen to your voice and I think, ooh, she has rich culture because you can take it back to that land and they've got mythical beings and all that. I'm from New Zealand, I'm a white girl. What do I have, right? So I remember sitting in that. I always listened to this beautiful cultured music, and India Ari was one that from when I was about 10 years old to now, still one of my favourites. And this song is all about just loving yourself and being yourself, and I think it's a beautiful message considering what we've been talking about.
Absolutely. Perfect.
And I was sent here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your salt on the shelf, go on and love yourself. Cause everything's gonna be alright.
I don't
Oh, yeah, man, I love that vibe. Completely wraps up in a beautiful little bow, exactly what we've been talking about so far.
Yeah, beautiful. And that whole being in our own skin.
Yeah.
And that whole embodiment of just being me. It's we're given everything that we need and we are. And it's just seeing that. And that's why I love India Ray. She, no, excuse my word, she owns it.
She totally does. I'm going to put a swear jar on the corner of the bed. I'm going to make a fortune today.
I'm going to get you fired. Right. I'm going to be good.
Right, then let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay, let's get into it.
Right. So what was the time of your life? Where did you start in this journey? What was it that made you decide, this is what I'm going to do?
Ooh. Well, we talked about the drinking. That was the biggest turning point, because as soon as I took that away, man, was that a journey. Unpicking my whole life and actually figuring out who I am. So taking that away, I was bearing witness to my soul for the first time. Mm. And I think I wasn't numbing, so I saw everything clearly. Gosh, I felt everything times a billion. And I think any time you take any big addiction away, you're faced with yourself.
Yes.
And being in that is so confronting and so huge. And then that was just like all the lights were on and it was glaring. And because just before, how interesting in timing, I'd started seeing healers.
Yeah, you're funny, yeah.
Then it just turned everything up. And then I was just open. There was no doors shutting it. And the biggest, I guess, turning point for me, holding space for other people, it happened so quickly, because I feel like my whole life I've always been holding space for other people. I was the old soul. I was the child that had the conversations that were from the voice of an older person. Anyway, yeah. I was already like that. And so it just felt natural to bring people in and just start playing. And that's the whole energy that I don't think I've ever stopped, is playing.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you get overly serious, and especially if you bring in a good dose of ego, it's just not going to go your way.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the more people I saw, especially in the same day, let's just say I started having fun and doing readings for different people, then you started going, oh, wow, I'm really sensing different things for different people.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can do this. Oh, is this something that I'm good at? And then it wasn't something that was so strong from the beginning. I really trained myself.
Yeah.
And trained myself to hone my skills in different areas. And what I know about it now is that we all have these senses. We're all born with it. But we can either get trained through traumas and becoming super empathic, or we can turn that dial up ourselves.
Yes.
Or the mix of both. I think we've all had traumas.
Where do we start?
Exactly. So, really, really practicing that. And the more clients, that every time is a practice.
Yeah.
And then...
And, you know, it's your first client anyway, so...
What's that?
You're always your first client.
Yeah.
You got healing always starts with self before you can offer it to other people.
Yeah. I think a lot of us, I know I do things ass about face. So I'll jump in the back end and then I'll work my way to the front.
Yeah.
And so I didn't do all my healing before I got people. And I feel like every time I had a person in, I was learning more about myself.
Yes.
And then having to take my learnings outside of clinic time to really do more, because I had to then be more for myself. To hold space for other people, you have to be the best channel you can. So, I don't even know what else to say. It's just been, and it hasn't stopped since 2020. It's just been all go. 2022, I opened up my doors and I was just fully booked for, and it's not been egoic. It's like, wow, universe just kind of flooded my email.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah.
For 2 years, I was nearly booked out.
Yeah.
Doesn't even make sense to me. I don't even comprehend that. How could you think that through? But so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you, to for me, I always know that I'm on the right path when doors are opening.
Yeah.
I'm always know when I shouldn't be going into that room when the door slams in my face.
Sometimes I still try and jam it open though.
Yeah, well, you got to have a lock and make sure, haven't you? You just got to kind of sneak through the cracks.
I always sneak through the cracks.
Look through the windows, you know. You've always got to make sure.
Yeah, but when it's easeful,
yeah,
when it's just crazy and it works out in a way that you can't comprehend, you go, okay,
yeah,
this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. I live my life completely delusionally free flow.
This is how I live my life now.
Yeah.
That's when you're in the flow.
Yes.
Well, that's when you're... I say to clients all the time, if they've watched Finding Nemo and the turtles are going through the ocean, there's this vortex of water and you're in it, you know when you're in it.
Yeah.
Because you're synchronistic crazy. Yes. Every day is a synchronicity.
Yes.
But then you can get shot out quite quick too. But there's always a way back in.
There's always... You've got... Yeah, triggers are the most craziest things that can pop out of nowhere. Even things that... Yeah. You thought you've put aside or, done
the work
on.
It's a really common saying, I did the work on that.
It's like when you eat a really, really, really nice curry.
Yeah.
Full of chilli, full of all those strong spices, and you savour every moment, and you're like, oh, I really enjoyed that. And the next day.
Yeah. But we'll go back and have that chilli another day. Well, I do anyway. Again, I'm always learning the hard way.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about life is always follow joy.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bring you joy.
And I just come over all serious because we kind of nodded to it a little bit before we started. That it's not always fluffy ducks and squeezy squishmallows. Life isn't like that. And I think we all go through, I don't know, people call it dark night of the soul. I don't even really know what that means. They're just shit times that you've got to kind of muck through.
Tower moments, the thing when everything, you know, 1 minute it's like perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's my tower.
Yeah.
Oh, look. There I am on the top.
I'm finally
and
there.
There's my knight in shining armour.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Romeo, and all that kind of stuff. I know I'm talking about a different time scale, but you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you wipe something out your eyes and you realise your knight in shining armour is actually a turd in tinfoil.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And you've just got to work with that.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It doesn't mean anything against you.
Yeah.
It just means life's evolved.
Yeah.
And everybody, again, perception.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what are you going to do in that moment? Because that's such a defining moment too when things turn so bad.
Yes.
What are you going to do in that?
Yeah. And that it depends on your own life journey. Me, I've been an empath most of my life, and I've been lucky enough to be trained by narcissists from a young age.
And so your sensory are super high.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So you're very good at what you're doing.
I'm very good at what I do.
Yeah.
But I've also learned that in the most cases, you just have to observe.
Yeah.
Allow observation to take place.
Yeah.
And see, Alex, I've been married 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah? And each time I've allowed myself, right, that, for example, number one, yeah, I knew things weren't right.
Mm.
But I couldn't walk away without making completely sure, totally and utterly, that this wasn't my perception.
Yeah.
Yeah? That this I was seeing patterns being repeated over and over again.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I had to stay there and just observe.
Yeah.
And I give myself a mindset, right? I'm observing this for 6 months.
Yeah. Right, time frame. Yes. I think this is a big thing. Oh, this is real close to home. How much do I open up about today? Maybe just some, but
the
time frame.
We can otherwise... we can talk deeper later on, but just for today, you've got to set yourself a perfect time frame because you need to be sure.
That's it. And I think
if I walked away, before I was completely 100% positive that I needed to walk away, I would hold that regret.
Yeah.
I would hold that deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah.
Maybe I was. And even years later, I'd look back and think, oh, maybe that time you threw me out the garden and locked the door and told me that I wasn't a nice human being to be allowed back into the life, you know?
Yeah,
when it was peeing down in the rain, maybe it really was my fault.
Yeah,
maybe I had looked at him the wrong way.
Isn't that crazy how they do that?
Yeah.
But we need time to actually consciously witness ourselves.
Yeah.
Almost step back a little bit. Not to disassociate something.
Well,
much,
no, it is disassociate. You need to look at it from a third person's point of view.
You do. Really
if this
do.
Was happening to my friend,
yeah.
What advice would I give her?
Or me lately, if this was my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You very clearly see.
Yes.
And if you could separate from your, I guess it is disassociation in a conscious way.
And that's exactly how the cards came about.
Ah, okay, cool.
Each one of those cards is a memory.
Yeah, girl, that's...
There's 50. I got another two decks in my mind.
People say write a book. No, you just create oracle cards.
I just create cards.
Yes. Shit, that's amazing. That will help so many people. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really defining. But, setting that timeline, I think that's a really good advice.
Setting the timeline so you can observe and be sure in your heart that what you're doing is the correct thing for you at that moment.
And that gives that whole emotional wave time to, I don't know, man, I'm Aries, so I don't know too much about the different signs, but I know myself, I get real fiery and really quick.
Yeah.
And so I could jump from 0 to 10 so quickly. Other people probably won't see that, but I do. But then you need that wave to keep going and you need time to go, oh, actually, I know I was like, I'm going to rage and kill someone in that moment. Probably not the best thing to do.
Probably not.
Anyway... But yeah, that's huge.
And the other step to that question is you have to know that if you do leave the situation, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything is going to work out.
Yeah.
Everything, because that door is slamming in your face, it doesn't mean you're stuck behind a closed door.
Yeah.
There is going to be a door that opens and allows you to feel that love. Feel that rest, feel that peace.
Yeah.
And move on.
Yeah.
Without regret.
Girl, I feel like I'm having my own oracle reading. Okay, shit. I'll cry in a sec. Yeah, and this is it.
We haven't got the cards over yet.
We don't even need them. So we're all going to go through crazy stuff, and not just once, over many different times.
Yeah, because they'll keep testing you. They're just, all right, are you sure you're allergic to ice cream? What about strawberry?
Yeah.
No, I can't eat strawberry ice cream. What about vanilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's still dairy.
Yeah. Yeah.
chocolate. Do you like chocolate?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They'll keep testing you.
Yeah, especially, and we will all know if we take a moment and tap into ourselves what is our cyclic nature of events that's happening. We all have it. And then it comes back around.
Yes.
And that's the testing point. What are you going to do differently?
Yeah.
Have you evolved a little bit more? Have you done the work or blah, blah, blah? Yeah, that's a big one.
You can still have your ice cream, but just make sure it's dairy free.
Yeah. Yeah, or if you have that ice cream, know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You got to have it and know
you
the consequences.
You can have that ice cream, but just make sure you take the rest of the week off.
It's like the curry all over again, right? I love analogies. Exactly.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. What do I want to say into that?
Would you like to... Is it time for the next song?
Yeah, I think I was just going to say...
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. So a lot of people, and a little bit of a personal insight from me about me, is that I always look really happy. A lot of people have this, right? We're walking around, and like Robin Williams, and on the outside, the funniest guy, everybody, I'm looking at you too. Yeah, I know, I feel you. We look like life is just like working for us so amazing, and we've got that bright spirit going on, but behind the closed doors is sometimes a huge polar opposite.
Yeah.
And that's definitely me. Not a lot of people, I don't probably allow them to see that. And so, you know, I could be going through huge things, which I am again recently, not a lot of people I would let see that. Mm-hmm. And it's not to false anybody, it's like a coping mechanism, yeah. Right? And so the next song speaks into that because I have my own life cyclic natures happening, and it happened in a big way, I can't remember, 2000 and before 2020. When I was going through it, looking back, I was actually depressed and I was in a really, really bad way. And I felt stuck and I felt isolated and I didn't feel like I had any help. And then this song got released by John Bellion, and I listened to it, and then I just listened to it on loop because he was singing how I felt. And it's not all butterflies, but that you guys will know this feeling.
You know what? I'm going to play that song in just a second, but just to confirm what you're saying, okay? I always say thank you to Alanis Morissette.
Oh, God, why didn't I think of
that? For giving me my first divorce.
Yeah.
I always say thank you to Sheryl Crow.
Yes.
For giving me my second divorce.
Oh, my gosh, these women.
And my third husband was extremely... he was very nervous when I played Fleetwood Mac.
Right. What song was that?
All of them.
All of them.
You can go your own way.
Oh, cut it out. This is it. What gets broadcasted in a song, it just hits you.
It absolutely does. So, what song are we going to play?
So, it's John Bellion, All Time Low.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason I'm alone and masturbate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it, that I'm at an all-time was the prototype like three stacks on that CD? An example of the perfect candidate now. All your girlfriends say that you don't want to see me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but that shit's broken. That shit's broken. That I'm at an all-time that shit's broken. Lie, 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 try to hide. Now you know it, that I'm at an all-time low, 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 low.
Try to hide the love, 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 love,
lovely. I love that. I love this. You know, my favourite part of doing this is being introduced to new music. I can't say I've heard that one before, but it's pretty catchy, eh?
Yeah, I like that. Even if not all the other words are relevant to what you're going through, yeah. Just even that, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know what? I've got all these songs, right? All this music that I'm being gifted through doing these podcasts. They're all going on a Spotify playlist.
It's amazing. It's like a movie playlist where you've heard the people talk about it and then it earmarks points in their life and yeah. Then you listen to it again and then you can take your own meaning from it and your own connection.
And that's the power cool. behind the music.
Yes,
eh?
Yes.
So if you're on Spotify, look for Love Keris and save my playlist. And you can, as it'll get updated as the weeks, months, years.
And I think super eclectic blend, even within one interview.
Yes, absolutely.
Couldn't be any different.
Couldn't be any different.
But then again, if you're earmarking through people's lives, shit, you'd hope it's not the same five. Otherwise, yeah. They've got a lot to learn.
It's like a historic volume one, volume two.
Exactly, yeah.
So... you're listening to Love Keris on Art FM, and I'm joined by Hayley Bensimon. And now we are going to pull a few cards out for a collective reading. You want to play?
Okay, I've got my first deck that I ever brought. Should know it off by heart. Denise Lynn, man, like, if you don't even have Oracle cards, I love this deck because... she has made recordings for each card, and so then you can pull the card and then you can go and listen to it and travel. She takes you there a little bit deeper.
Nice.
So that's how I started.
Nice. And our intentions, while we're suffering. Which one?
Are we talking into suffering?
We are. Well, okay. So we've been speaking about a lot of interesting things during this programme. So we will go with that flow. If you're shuffling or suffering,
yeah,
these are some words of inspiration from Spirit. What's the best? What do you need to know right now for anybody listening?
Ooh.
And I'm using my deck, Peace of Mind and Intuitive Healing Process.
I've actually got another deck as well. I wasn't going to choose...
there's one.
Wasn't going to choose to bring it. Oh, you got two too. And then when I went to grab the deck that I'd organised, the other one spewed all over the floor. So let's
pick
just
me. Pick me.
From there. Ooh. Okay.
Alright, I'm going to leave it at those two because they literally jumped out at me.
Oh, and I opened the book up right on the page. You know when I don't always read books, but for one of them I'm going to. And then you open it and you're like, okay, we're there. Right, you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, so as you know, if you are a card reader, you can have the same deck. You know, you've got the one deck and you can pick that card out for 10 different people and have 10 different meanings, yeah? So the two cards that have literally flown out to me today, the first one is called Winging It.
That's a nice theme of tonight or so.
Isn't it just? This is all about going with the flow and not having too many expectations. Don't place too many expectations on yourself or others. Because everybody, you know, there's no book to go with a game of life. Yeah. You've literally got to play each step with a roll of the dice, haven't you?
And some street smarts, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's the first one, is just confirming. Just don't beat yourself up about things that you think may be going wrong. Nothing really goes wrong. Everything has got a lesson attached to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second card, again, a funny thing, another wing.
Yeah.
Another winged one. And this is called the Wounded Healer.
444 too, though.
Yeah, 444. Funny.
Yeah.
And you know what? These cards...
And Wounded Healer. Oh, come on now. Carry on. Oh, stop it.
These cards, these are both... these cards weren't timed, okay? I didn't draw a picture and say, that's going to have that number. These cards, as I drew them, as I completed a card, that became number one. As I completed the next one, that became number two, yeah? So there's no specific order underneath the numbers other than spiritual intention. And for these two winged cards to come out for 4-4 and 4-4, that's pretty crazy because not even I had noticed that before now.
Right, cool.
And the winged the wounded healer, that specifically, it asks you to allow that time for retrospection and introspection and allowing that time for healing. The card is showing a little angel in a birdcage. And she's sitting on the swing and she's looking outside. She's decided to put herself into the hermit mode because she doesn't feel safe outside. I know, right?
I'm just but you guys can't see me. I'm like literally jabbing my heart. Yeah, this is it. So okay. Many of us, yes.
We put ourselves into hermit mode because we don't feel safe from anybody. You know, it's that whole, I stand with the back to the corner so I know nobody can stab me in the back. Mm. Yeah? But that's okay. That's what we do to process our healing. That's what we need to do to process our healing. And the door is wide open. The window is wide open. Mm. At any point in time, you can take yourself out of that place of safety and expand your comfort zone, but only when you're ready.
Mm.
It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah. Oof.
But it's also, you take your time. Take your good time doing what you need.
Sometimes you just need to kind of sit in that cage, seeing the door open and going, all right, when I'm ready.
Observing.
And yeah, that timeline, right?
Yeah. Mm. Take that time of safety. Let's play the game and watch and listen. And then when the time is right, you'll be ready to fly because your wings are already there.
Speaking of wings, let's segue to my card.
Go on.
So I just feel like that was perfect timing. Literally, my cards are they're winged fae, so they're beautiful fairies. So very synchronistic and tied in with your cards. The first one's flexibility. This beautiful fairy, she's just sweeping through the air over the water. And whenever I get a flexibility card, it's the reminder to really, you can be strong and flexible at the same time, almost like bamboo. So you see bamboo and it's like one of the strongest substances. They use it as scaffolding in lots of other countries instead of metal. And it has this ability to move and shift through the wind, I guess an analogy through tough times as well, but still having that strength. So it on the outside may look like you're going to topple over, but you're not, you're just bending and flowing.
Yeah.
So going through that darkness, being able to have strength and flexibility and maybe a bit of flexibility with yourself.
Yeah.
A little bit of a lesson for me as well. And yeah, you'll be able to get through a lot more because if you're too firm, then there's that ability to snap and to break, and that's a lot harder to come back from than being able to shift with the tides of what's coming at you. And the second card is beauty, and it's this gorgeous scene in water where there's three women and they are lounging by the water under the full moon. And this card is gorgeous. It means that when you're going through a lot of tough times and there's this darkness around you, we have the ability to create pockets of beauty, whether that's just a little bit of a posy of flowers or lighting a candle, having that self-care, having that bath, which is nice. When I'm looking at the card, there's water. It means that there's a lot of emotion tied to this, so that you're needing to create space to be in water is going to help you move through that. But beauty, if you feel good, sometimes if you look good, you feel good. Like, yeah, let's be
this
honest.
This is true.
And I mean,
I always feel better once I've hidden my sparkly grey bits.
Yeah. Just those simple things we actually have control over. So when we feel like we're seemingly out of control, there are these moments of beauty that we can bring in. So being flexible and also bringing in a touch of beauty. The last card is really cool. Again, it has these little fairies that are flying around the elder tree, and it's a wisdom card. And so literally when I opened the book, it said, elder is a wise guardian as you step through the doorways of darkness. And that exactly ties into what we're talking about. There's this theme of darkness and where you feel like you're unable to find your way out. But actually there's always that doorway.
There always is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Hayley. That was awesome. And I loved that every single card had wings on it.
And they all have wings on
it. Every single one.
Surrounded by angels.
Totally are. So, shall we pop another song in here?
Okay, this one's going to... I was hoping we'd have time for it, because this one, the words aren't the significant meaning. It's just the feeling of... what I get when I listen to this song. This is, if anyone says, what's your favourite song? This is my favourite song, and it's Kiss by Prince. And I know you're going to be jamming to it.
You don't have to be beautiful.
Till dawn. You don't need experience. I always do the air guitar to that song.
It's got
to
be done now.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
You got to be done with the actions as well, mind.
Yeah. Just every time I hear that song is so good. And I think it was cool because coming out of those cards, it was like that positive light, right? And then the song comes and it just makes you feel something that's light.
Yeah.
And every song that we've listened to during this segment, I didn't realise until I had all the songs together, they're all extremely spiritual people, and their songs are really well known for being written about almost like channeling.
Yeah.
And so that was a big moment for me, going, oh, that's right. You feel something, the moreness of something,
yes,
through the song.
Absolutely.
Prince, classic.
It's funny how, you know, years and years and years after these people were our idols. I mean, I was a teenager when Prince was popular, and you don't think of anything other than music because you're stuck in that teenage mindset, stuck in that teenage world.
Yeah.
But it's not now, you know. So, maybe a couple of years later.
Yeah.
You're not in your teenage state anymore, and you start looking into that person and what that song meant, and all those songs are just making a huge comeback.
Yeah.
Totally new understanding.
And how much healing is happening in that moment without you knowing, and that is the whole thing about that channeling when we're doing creative things. Just actually looking up at your wall and that artwork from your first episode, it just comes through creatives.
It does. It totally does.
And the impact of that, huge. Love to share. I'm happy I shared that song. good vibes.
Oh, well, I tell you what, our time has pretty much come to an end now, and I have so enjoyed chatting with you today. Thank you so much for coming on.
I had a ball. Thank you.
We haven't stopped laughing, so that's great.
Yeah. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
And hopefully, well, surely soon we will do it again.
Yeah.
We'll get together in the new year and, come play at my house.
I will come play at your house because it's Karen's. And if anybody's heard something that resonates or they just want to touch base, like, I'm just open for people to reach out. So just send me a message.
How's the best way?
Just Google Hayley Bensman, really long ass name, or maybe Karis will link something.
I tell you what, as usual, I'm going to be linking this on my Facebook page. My website's still a work in progress, and anybody who knows me will know that I will get it happen.
Yeah.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it is happening. So my website is lovekeris.com. You can find me through on the Facebook links there, but I am most prevalent on Facebook. Again, Love Keris on Facebook. So it will be linked in. And, just as a quick thank you again. Hurrah! Thank you very much.
Amazing, thank you.
And have a great day, and I love you lots.
Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.